PTSD. PTSD stands for post-traumatic stress disorder and has many other names such as battle fatigue, shell shock, and irritable heart. It's a mental illness that can occur when one is exposed to traumatic events, especially events involving death and violence. The most commonly known victims of this mental illness are soldiers, especially from famous wars such as Vietnam and World War II. However, PTSD can affect other people such as firefighters, child abuse victims, and rape victims. Even children and teens can develop PTSD. Many people feel that nobody can get PTSD unless they fight in the military, but recent research has shown that while soldiers are more likely to develop PTSD, anyone can develop PTSD. The most common symptoms of PTSD are frequent flashbacks and nightmares. Many people with PTSD often try to avoid places, people, and situations that remind them of the incident. They also lose interest in hobbies that they usually enjoy. Insomnia and anxiety are also symptoms of PTSD. It can also result in paranoia. PTSD can result in angry outbursts, difficulty concentrating, and loss of appetite. Many people report a constantly feeling guilty about their actions and feeling empty around people, including family members. Sometimes people who experience these symptoms after going through a traumatic event only experience them for a short amount of time. This is called acute stress disorder, and is a natural and temporary reaction to a traumatic event. When these symptoms last for more than a few months, then it may be wise to seek help. Some people with PTSD don't experience the symptoms for a few months or even a few years. Young children with PTSD suffer through different symptoms than adults, such as forgetting how to use a toilet, forgetting or unable to talk, acting out the traumatic incident while they play, or being unusually clingy with a parent or other adult. Teenagers experience symptoms similar to adults, along with destructive behaviors such as recklessness, substance abuse, and irritability. Ways to help a loved one with PTSD or to comfort them. Such PTSD help groups where victims can talk to each other and be patient with their loved one. Don't pressure them into talking about their trauma. If they do decide to talk to you about their experience, it's best to be a good listener. Encourage them to take on hobbies that could help with relaxation. Keep the promises that you make so that you can build trust with your loved one. We asked our school guidance counselor about PTSD and where to direct students and how to help. Yeah. She said, quote, "Although PTSD is a serious matter, 90% of who experience can be treated with the help of a professional counselor or therapist. Dealing with trauma, 90% of who experience it can be treated with the help of a professional counselor or therapist. Dealing with trauma, PTSD, or other difficult situations can be challenging, but help is always available and hope is always present. It is also important for all of us to remember we don't know everything another person has been through and what he or she may be dealing with in life. Therefore, it's important to practice acceptance, compassion, and other assistance whenever available or possible. Students need to know help is available and know where to ask it. Teachers, principals, and school counselors are great places to start if someone else needs it."